Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
He is frustrated, and I feel like a lot of Niner fans feel exactly like Jerry. When he was talking about, you know, guys on the sidelines before the games, he's not saying that you can't love your family and be all that. I just think that the overall theme is like we're just not locked in. Like the team hasn't been locked in really all year. They're a note off. And it's not necessarily about like, hey, you know, going and hugging your children or something like that during a pregame. It's deeper than that. It's the focus, the attention to detail. The game is so difficult. The margins are so razor thin that any little tiny distraction, whatever it is, it will come in to bite you.
And it has. And it has in a major way. By the way, Mike Dunleavy on Dennis Schroeder, according to our very own Anthony Slater, our 95.7 Game Insider. We'll get right back to the Niners. He has an expiring $13 million deal, Dennis Schroeder. And he says, we still think he has a lot of good years left in him. We'll have his bird rights, the ability to re-sign him. Hopefully, there's a relationship here longer than just a few months. And then he also mentioned, we're in a time zone here of maximizing our window for Steph and Draymond. Steve is our coach. As proven here in the first day, we could make trades. We did that. We'll continue to look at things. I want to evaluate and see, but we'll always be looking at stuff. That's Mike Dunleavy, your GM of the Golden State Warriors. Again, we're in a time zone here of maximizing our window with Steph, Draymond, Steve is our coach. As proven here in the first day, we could make trades. We did that. We'll continue to look at things. I want to evaluate and see, but we'll always be looking at stuff. So, like I said, I don't think the Warriors are done dealing. They get the deal done with Schroeder, which I love. I love the pickup here, but they're not done yet. All right, back to Brock Purdy, the 49ers. Manny on the Dumbarton Bridge. What's up?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good Monday morning. Man, that Jerry interview, I listened to every word that he said, and my takeaway from it was one word that he kept saying over and over and over again, and the word was standard. And I think that's what has to define this team moving forward, is they have to establish what their standard is and set the standard and live up to that standard week in and week out, just like our guys from the golden era did. I wish I had time to talk about a Jerry story I had, and maybe I'll talk to you guys about it at the brewery. Moving towards Brock Purdy, I talked to the guy that picked up the phone. To me, with Brock, I was all in on the kid. When I saw him in that Miami game, I heard a caller wax nostalgic about all the quarterbacks, from the JT O'Sullivans to the Smiths and everybody else that we had in between to Brock Purdy right now, and we're undervaluing him for what he is. But the thing of it is, fellas, is that, like I said the last time, he was a seventh-round pick, and what I would hate to do if I was the Niner organization is overvalue him, because there is such a thing as fool's gold, but all pun intended. There is a thing as fool's gold that those that went through the gold rush experience, and that is, it might be less than what it's worth, even though the shine is there. Brock Purdy's agent says that Brock expects to get paid when his time comes. Well, then, you know what? Earn the right to get paid the way you want to get paid. Set the standard for the payday that you want to get, Brock. Not the season that you're having right now. That's the one thing I'm skeptical about, because I've looked at the last two seasons from his coming in midway when Jimmy got hurt. He had a monster year last year, there's no doubt. But right now, his touchdowns are far from the standard that he set last year, and his interceptions are starting to creep up. So I know it's going to be still a ways away that we pay the kid, but this is going to be a make it or break it year, because his body language is so discouraging. Every time I see him make bad throws, that's not the kind of body language I want to see in my all-pro, highly paid quarterback. A few callers brought up Josh Allen not too long ago. And yeah, Josh Allen is highly criticized, but the name Josh Allen has clout behind it. He can be having bad seasons, bad games, what have you, but the name Josh Allen stands out. Brock Purdy is not at that point yet where he could say, hey, I'm Brock Purdy, I'm allowed to have bad games or bad seasons. You haven't got that clout yet, my boy.
Well, hold on, Manny. He's gone to a place Josh Allen's never been to before.
Agreed. As far as Super Bowl, but is it Brock Purdy or was it the Niners squad?
He had a lot to do with it. He had a lot to do with it, right? We can't dismiss what he did. We can't just say I don't know about that.
But simultaneously, we can't knock Josh Allen for.
I'm not knocking Josh. Hey, no, I'm not saying, trust me, I have never knocked Josh Allen.
But to say that he's gone to a place like this, guy's lost to Patrick Mahomes every year, it feels like.
He lost to Joe Burrow too in the snow at home. Well, got smoked.
Who's also an amazing player.
He got smoked.
Like, I'm just saying the team goes far doesn't necessarily mean like they play. I don't know, man.
I'm not trying to go down this road here, but we had lots of conversations about Josh Allen as Brock Purdy was lighting up the league. And there was a lot of dialogue that was just nasty towards Lamar Jackson. Josh, trust me, the Golden Four quarterbacks in my mind, Golden Four: Allen, Burrow, Lamar, and Patrick Mahomes. And then there's everybody else. All right. And then there's that second tier and that third tier. Purdy may be in that second and third tier, which is okay. I think it's still good enough to win. I've seen a lot of second tier and third tier quarterbacks win. But the golden four right now are definitely Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Patrick Mahomes. And there's a lot of fans out here last season leading up to that Baltimore game that didn't want Lamar Jackson. They said, I'd rather have Brock Purdy than Lamar Jackson. I remember that. It's fine.
It was also okay. He was making $1 million. And then, you know how it is.
Nobody brought that up. They just brought up the play. It was like, I don't think Lamar could play the system. I'm like, please. Please. Okay, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And I don't even want to go down that road. My question is, I want to move this forward here. Not looking to pass. I want to move this forward. Do you believe Brock Purdy's earned the clout and the right to demand top dollar? 888-957-9570. Has he done enough? Because many said he hasn't earned that clout, my boy. That's what he said. Well, has he? 888-957-9570. Has Brock Purdy earned that clout? Has he earned that clout to ask for top dollar with the 49ers? I think he has an argument. Absolutely. He's put up some great numbers. And me, when I hear Jerry saying, next man up, next man up, but that next man may not always be good. He may not always be good.
But I think
we're learning with the 49ers that, boy, and it's not like they're getting blown out in these games, with the exception of Green Bay with Brandon Allen and in Buffalo and the snow. They've been in these games. They've had leads. They've been in these football games. I do believe Purdy deserves, I don't know if it's top dollar, but he deserves a contract extension. I still think he's one of the best 8 to 10 quarterbacks in this league. But I also understand what's going on.
Draw the line?
I don't, you know, me personally, to be honest with you, honestly, don't care what he gets paid. That's just me personally. I'm all for players getting their money.
As a Niner fan, but as a
contract, what's the structure of the contract? What's the structure of the contract? Are there opt-outs?
Well, is there a number that you're uncomfortable clauses? With?
I'm comfortable with whatever he wants to get paid.
Okay, and
whatever
is there a number that makes it actually really difficult for the Niners to field a team around him? Because when I look at the Dak Prescott, or let's say, you know, moving forward, a Jared Goff type of a contract, I look at those kind of side-eyed, and part of it is like, you're making it a lot harder to build that team around you.
I don't know. What does it look around? How does it look? You're going to probably, I don't know what they're going to do with Debo. I don't know what they're going to do with Trent. Are they going to sign Aaron Banks? Charvarius Ward? He did resign D'Amore Lenore. Javon Hargrave seemed like he's on the way out, and he's restructured his deal. I don't know what it looks like, but I feel a lot more comfortable with Jimmy being at quarterback than say, I don't know, you're going after Kirk Cousins? What does it look like? What are the other options?
That's
why I'm hesitant to label a number and a price tag.
Well, I don't
and
think
what
he deserves top five money. And like in terms of guaranteed money, I don't think he's earned top five money. He deserves a huge raise. He's going to get a huge raise.
What about top 10 money?
Yeah, I think he creeped somewhere in that 10 through 7 range, which was the numbers that I kind of put out there. And part of it is baked in, like, to your point about, well, you know, around him it's eroded. Well, that's why I'm not giving you top 5 money. See, that's the distinction for me. Because you are required to have, no matter what, you got to have some talent around him. Well, then we need to meet a happy medium.
That's
you
fair.
Get a big-time pay raise, but you're not the kind of a quarterback. Like, when I pay Patrick Mahomes initially, when he was making the money, he was making 27% of the cap. Baked into that is, I know that you can do it if I trade away Tyreek Hill and take two first-rounders and put both those guys on defense. If I'm paying Josh Allen, it's baked into, I'm saying goodbye to Stephon Diggs and another receiver that Gabe Davis, for
example. I honestly believe we're freaking out over nothing. That's kind of how I'm feeling right now to this morning. Reason why I say that is because Parag Marate, and I look back to the Jimmy deal. Sure, Jimmy became highest-paid player for a second at that position, but it was also very team-friendly with all the opt-out clauses. So I trust Parag and John Lynch to structure this deal in a way where Brock gets his money on the front end, but it also is a team-friendly deal to where they can sign other players.
How many of those do the Niners have over the last 7 years?
Well, Jimmy Garoppolo was a very team-friendly deal.
Did he live up to the billing of being the highest-paid quarterback?
No, he did not. He did not.
But he also,
after the deal, you got to a Super Bowl, and you got to an NFC Championship game, and he was actually playing his best football before he got injured when Brock took over. So those are the facts
But let's play devil's advocate, and let's break down each contract. Forget the team success, because they've ultimately had tremendous team success. Eric Armstead individually, was that a great deal?
Eric Armstead had some good years with the 49ers, and your run defense suffered when he wasn't on the
field.
Did
he live up to the money?
I think he did.
Okay, you did.
Your run defense was great.
I think Fred has lived up to the money, all right? Christian McCaffrey, has he lived up to his money? 1 year in, no. Debo Samuel, has he lived up to his money? Honestly, probably not. Nick Bosa, has he lived
I mean, I get it. Has he lived up to his money? You also don't go to a Super Bowl without Deebo Samuel.
Sure.
You don't go back to the NFC Championship game without Deebo
Samuel. That's not the question.
So you're
the question
a lot
is it a good bang for the buck?
You're a lot worse without Deebo Samuel than you were with him. You know what I'm saying? During those contracts.
He's better than Ronnie Bell's and whoever, Ricky Pearsall. I'm just asking, is he worth the 26 million?
He had over 1,000 scrimmage yards last season.
So did 47 other players.
But he had over 1,000 scrimmage yards, and he put together what iconic season alongside Chris McCaffrey.
I'm going to say he did.
So that's fine.
Okay,
that's
Trent,
true.
I think, lived up to the first contract extension that they gave him when he hit free agency. This one that he's currently on, not necessarily, right? George Kittle, I believe, has lived up to the contract. It's been hit and miss on these deals, and not everyone has lived up to them. So I do have a little bit of trepidation.
That's football, though. There's always going to be hit or miss in the game of football. Every team is going to go through a contract. Every contract's not going to work out, every player's not going to live up to the contract. We can't sit here and think that this is Madden or NCAA where, oh, my God, I signed this guy to a player. He's going to maximize and be an all-pro every single season. It's a pro sports. These are human beings. These aren't robots. So every deal, I believe, it's not going to work out. That's why it's a gamble.
I go. I'm not gambling $130 million if I have major questions. And so that's why there's a threshold.
You have major questions on Brock?
Yes, Bonte, we've been talking about it all year. Health, you know, is he depreciating? There's a reason his first 25 games... 45 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. The last 18, 20 touchdowns, 15 interceptions.
So like, I guess what's real
then. I'm a little worried.
So
I think he's really good, but he wants great money, and I think that changes the equation
a little. So I think now my question is, do you think the first 25 games is an anomaly, or is the anomaly this season?
I think the first 25 games is, wow. When everything is absolutely unbelievably stacked, he is as close to perfect. When things are a tick or two off, he's not the same.
Would you say things are a tick or two off? It feels like they're a tick or five off this season.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
But like, even last year when they had their full deck of cards after the, you know, starting with the Baltimore game, it didn't look necessarily great. So I think that the sample at the beginning, you know, incredible, almost perfect. And then these last 18 games, I seen it with Jimmy. I seen it with Kaepernick. I seen it with lots of quarterbacks.
But let's examine this real quick. Not to cut you off. Let's examine this real quick. The Baltimore game was awful. Trust me. You should have thrown 7 picks. But the Green Bay game, Deebo did get hurt in the first quarter, right? And you hear on the receiver doc, our game plan was so catered Deebo, so we have to adjust. He found a way to win. He found a way to win a high-level, high-stakes playoff game. He led a 24-7 comeback against the Detroit Lions in the NFC title game, for crying out loud. And you were to the Kansas City Chiefs, who has the best defense in the league, and you lose that game in overtime. Like, the context to me matters when I'm looking at these individual situations instead of looking at just numbers and stats, because I'm looking at the red zone. I'm saying, well, the red zone offense, how many times did we talk about the predictability of the play calling in the red zone? How much does Shanahan have to do with this? When you think about the red zone play calling, and we talked about the predictable first round, we went through an entire exercise of looking at the first 6 games of their play calling in the red zone. What they do on first down? What do they do on second down? Did they put the team in the offense in a better position?
Where are you going?
I'm saying context matters.
How do you feel about them if he is demanding the most guaranteed money, top four, you're bending over and giving it to him?
I feel a lot better with him at quarterback. I don't know what the options are at quarterback. So if there's no other option at quarterback, where are you going to go? You're going to hand the keys over to Brandon Allen?
Aaron Rodgers is going to be available, probably. Kirk Cousins might be available. Who knows what happens with Sam Darnold? I'm just asking, like, is there a number that makes you uncomfortable? Because I think for a lot of Niner fans, there is a number that makes them uncomfortable.
When I see
a Josh Allen performance over the last month that we've seen from him, it's like, damn, man, that's what a $60 million quarterback looks like throwing to Mac Hollins.
Yeah, no doubt.
There's levels to it. And to your point about second tier, third tier, like, I slot him just outside of those top 5-6 guys. That's why I think he'll fall in line somewhere between 6 and, let's say, 11 in terms of guarantees.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.